Trinity Episcopal Church boasts three individual windows and a triptych by Tiffany Glass and Decorating Company. The first that you come upon is Angel, over the organ console. Believed to have been installed in 1899, this tall, delicate window is dedicated to the memory of Washington Reed, whose federal period home still stands in Portsmouth Old Town. The window depicts the angel who appeared to the Roman centurion Cornelius in Acts 10:4 of the King James Bible. The inscription in the upper half of the window quotes the angel's revelation. The angel stands in profile, holding a palm leaf in one hand, the symbol of victory over death. The angel is given solidity and form through the use of drapery glass. This type of glass is made by bending and folding the molten glass with tongs and pliers. The result is thick, sculptural pieces of glass that stand out against the smoother areas in the background. A feeling of depth is created in this window as the angel is projected into our space, while the landscape behind her recedes into the distance. At certain times of the day, when the sun is on the window, a golden cross appears suspended in the sky above the angel, an effect created by plating or layering several pieces of glass over the cross. Within the vesting area are two small rectangular windows, dove and lilies, and cross and flowers. Installed in 1899, they are memorials to Margaret Davis and Margaret Murdaugh. Both are windows within a window, since the stone arch that frames the composition provides a window to a garden beyond. The two windows work together as a pair. The one on the left is symbolic of the crucifixion, while the one on the right is emblematic of the resurrection. On the left, the stylized cross is enveloped in white lilies and purple passion flowers. As we look through the window on the right, the dove of the resurrection hovers above a cluster of delicate leaves and lilies. Plated glass has been used to produce a rich display of foliage. This technique involved layering multiple sheets of colored glass to create a variety of tones and to give dimension to the leaves as the light shines through the panes. The largest window, the Resurrection Triptych, resides in the church annex next to the baptismal font. This was installed in 1899 and is dedicated to the memory of James Francis Crocker, an active member of the congregation and superintendent of schools for Portsmouth between 1871 and 1883. In the central panel, a radiant Christ steps towards us. To his left, a woman, probably Mary Magdalene, makes her way to the tomb carrying a box of spices to anoint the body. To Christ's right is St. John, the disciple, who informed Mary of the empty tomb and proclaimed Christ's resurrection. Extensive use of drapery glass is evident in the robes of the figures, giving movement to the fabric, as though the figures are in motion. In addition, small, fractured pieces of glass, known as confetti glass, make up the canopy of leaves that hang overhead in each window. This technique gives a delicate shimmer of color as the light penetrates the glass, mimicking the effect of light on a cluster of petals. Further examples of Tiffany's craftsmanship can be seen in the use of spherical glass jewels in the grapevine above Jesus' head, and the cames, or lead strips, which give the impression of tree bark stems.